KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 47 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 71. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A Cass County man suffered non-life-threatening injuries following an accident Wednesday afternoon in southwestern Montgomery County. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says 55-year-old John Jamison of Atlantic was transported to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital for treatment after the concrete truck he was driving southwest of Red Oak was clipped by a semi at around 4 p.m. The accident happened near the intersection of B Avenue and 260th Street as a 2013 Mack semi-tractor pulling a 1995 Flowboy trailer crossed the center line of the road as it was traveling south on B Avenue or M37. Authorities say the driver of the semi became distracted in the cab of the truck. Jamison, who was driving a 2002 Mack cement truck owned by Echo Concrete, tried to avoid the collision as he was traveling northbound, but minor contact was made between the trucks. Following the collision, the concrete truck entered the east ditch and overturned. The semi-tractor trailer continued south and entered the east ditch, struck a barbed wire fence, and came to rest in a field. The driver, 48-year-old Dondi Jackson of Omaha, was checked for injuries, but he declined transport to the hospital. The accident remains under investigation. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Red Oak Fire and Rescue and the Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a woman was arrested late Wednesday night for possession of drug paraphernalia. 21-year-old Kaylee Louise Hudson of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 11:50 p.m. and brought to Montgomery County Jail. Hudson was cited for the offense and released. Red Oak police report the arrest Wednesday evening of two men on drug charges. 52-year-old Gary Morris of Villisca and 35-year-old Cale Hardman of Red Oak were arrested near the intersection of East Corning Street and Highland Avenue at around 8 p.m. Morris was charged with driving while suspended and possession of drug paraphernalia, while Hardman faces a possession of controlled substance, methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense charge. Both men were brought to the Montgomery County Jail. Morris's bond was set at $300, while bond for Hardman was set at $5,000. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says a Villisca teen was arrested on a theft charge Wednesday at the Corning Dollar General store. Just after noontime, dispatch received a report saying that a young girl had taken a tube of eyeliner from the store and walked out and then threw the wrapper on the sidewalk. Deputies reviewed a video of the incident and found 18-year-old Faith Elaine Ferguson of Villisca with the stolen eyeliner. The packaging numbers were matched from the box and eyeliner, and Ferguson was arrested and charged with theft and held in a $300 bond. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup said early Wednesday afternoon that two teens who ran away from a hospital Tuesday night have been located. 16-year-olds Jacob Cedarburg Apperson and Hannah Apperson were found in Page County and brought to the Fremont County Sheriff's Office, where paperwork was to be filed, resulting in the teens being placed into a different family's custody that the children agreed to. The siblings left Grape Community Hospital at around 11:30 p.m. Tuesday. The pair had previously been reported as runaways. Authorities were able to make contact with a person who had been thought to harboring the children and keeping them from their guardians. Following an investigation, 46-year-old Michelle Beard and 17-year-old Matthew Beard were arrested for harboring runaway children and interference with official acts. The pair was able to hide the children and pass them off to other people involved before deputies were able to locate the children. The Beards were transported to the Fremont County Jail, where Michelle was being held on $8,300 cash bond, and Matthew Beard was transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. A report from the National Runaway Safeline shows a dramatic increase in the number of Iowans calling in, both young people and concerned parents. Last year, 281 Iowans called the Runaway Safeline. That's a big drop from 566 calls the previous year. Maureen Blaha, executive director of the service, says conflict in the home is the primary reason that most callers reach out.
They're identifying abuse, and that is primarily emotional or verbal abuse. And actually, from last year to this year, there was a 21% increase in young people talking about that as the main reason that they have connected with us.
The reason for the drop in calls from Iowa is unclear, but one official says it may simply equate to fewer teens on the run in Iowa and happier families. The average caller to the safe line is 17 years old and female. While the equal number of boys and girls run away, Blaha says girls are more apt to reach out for help.
Our target audience is actually young people, so those that are on the streets and we want to help them get to safety, those that are thinking of running away and we want to help them come up with a plan of action, how they can deal with whatever's going on. so they're not running away.
While the Safe Line primarily targets young people, plenty of parents call in as well. Blaha says there are signs that moms and dads can be on the lookout, for which may be a clue when their child is considering the drastic move.
Teens that all of a sudden have stopped eating or are just like moping in their room, have mood swings, that's a warning sign. If there is rebellious behavior like fighting at home with siblings or parents or grades are dropping.
Other signs may include stockpiling of possessions or money and making threats to leave. As many as 2.8 million youth run away each year. If all of them lived in one city, it would be the fifth largest city in the U.S. Chicago-based Safeline is available around the clock at 800-RUNAWAY or online at 1-800-RUNAWAY.org. In the funeral announcements, Richard Woolenhouse, age 63, of Lewis, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Richard Woolenhouse will be today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. James Stokely, age 65, of Anita, died Sunday. Memorial services for James Stokely will be today at 5 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has arrangements. Janet Burke, age 99, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Monday at the Heritage House. A mass of Christian burial for Janet Burke will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Nawana Luxford, age 92, died Sunday. A memorial service for Nawana Luxford will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland Christian Church. Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. James Snyder, age 70, of Adair, died May the 7th. Funeral services for James Snyder will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Adair Casey High School. Hockenberry Family Care in Adair has arrangements. Marjorie Linen, age 92, of Omaha, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial for Marjorie Linen will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Barbara Hughes, age 85, of Lewis, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A gathering of family and friends for Barbara Joanne Hughes will be held Saturday at noon at her home at 206 Court Street in Lewis. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Donald Hilliard, age 90, of Cumberland, died Monday in Omaha. Services for Donald Hilliard will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Robert Bob O'Neill, age 91, of Avoca, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Bob O'Neill will be Tuesday at 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Arlene Romancy Krogstad, age 99, of California, died May 11th. Services and interment for Arlene Romancy Krogstad will be held at a later date. And Raymond Becker, age 91, of Atlantic, died this morning at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Raymond Becker are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jack Kenyon, age 95, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Jack Kenyon are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.